Back now with Day to Day. There are plenty of healthy little habits that you know are likely good for you, but you just can't be bothered to do them. Taking your vitamins, drinking all those glasses of water, flossing. For women, breast self-exams fall right into that category. You know it's good for you, but... Well, listen up, ladies. It turns out that those do-it-yourself breast exams might not be so useful after all. Here with the latest research is Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a Yale Medical School professor, and he reviews medical studies for the online magazine Slate. And Sid, it is very good to have you back.
And it is very good to be back.
Now, we value your professional opinion very much, and I understand that you as a doctor used to be very much in favor of breast self-exams.
Yeah, like so many things in medicine, it seemed something that made sense. I thought early exams would surely lead to early diagnosis.
So, Sid, there's this new study that may have changed your mind. Who exactly did they study?
Well, they studied a total of about 400,000 women in Russia, and the Russian study was actually relatively poor, but not too bad, combined with women in China, in Shanghai, a study that was very, very well done. Both places had no previous tradition of self-exams or clinical exams, so they were starting with a clean slate. They could just teach some people breast self-exam and just leave other people to do what they did, and those were the control patients. And then they just followed the patients to see what effect the teaching had on breast cancer mortality.
And what differences did they find between women who did do these self-exams and those who didn't?
They actually found virtually no difference. In fact, in the better conducted study in China, they found absolutely no difference, but there was certainly no statistical difference. The breast exams did not improve the outcome, the important outcome of mortality due to breast cancer.
Now, just to be clear on this, there's nothing necessarily harmful about doing your monthly self-exam, is there?
Well, there might be. There's nothing harmful about poking yourself, but what happens is that, first of all, there's a lot of anxiety generated, and that is a negative effect. The other thing is that when people find stuff, they immediately go running to their doctor where expensive further diagnostic tests are done, and they sometimes are simply expensive and painful sometimes.
So this is one of those things where, once again, I find myself going, oh, I'm overwhelmed by information. So what should I do? What should all women do?
Well, a couple of things. One is I would follow the recommendations about mammography for women over 40. The other thing is that even though there's no need to do regular or rigorous breast self-exams, but if they find by accident, in a way, if they find any abnormalities or anything that worries them, and my experience has been that women are sometimes so anxious they may put off informing their doctor sort of in the hope that everything will go away, and that leads to a loss of precious time.
Opinion from Dr. Sidney Spiesel of Yale Medical School. You can read his Medical Examiner column at Slate.com. Thanks, Sid.
Thank you.